The Warwick City Council will come to order and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Here.
Mr. Corley?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McAllister? Mr. McElroy?
Yeah.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi?
I see him.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yeah.
Goddamn, two layers of muting. Yes, here.
Ms. Travis?
Here.
All right, eight present.
Okay. Let's see, who's leading us in the salute to the flag? Councilman Corley, why don't you lead us in the salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America,
to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Phil, if you could play the national anthem. I think that's the condensed version of the national anthem. So apologize on the COVID era that happened. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So I just for the record, I should read in for the public the following options are available to access this meeting. You may access or participate in the meeting using the Zoom application on a smart device or on a PC via the web at zoom.us and clicking on join a meeting in the upper right of the page. Webinar ID 9788786-9794. Anyone wanting to participate via telephone may call one of the following numbers, non-toll-free numbers. While most mobile phone carriers do not place an extra charge on customers for toll calls, it is up to you to check with your carrier concerning potential charges you would be responsible for. The following numbers would get you in. It's 1-646-558-8656, 1-301-715.
I don't hear you anymore, Mr. Marola. You're frozen.
Need the heater.
782.
Mr. Marola, we didn't, you froze for about a minute.
Oh boy. I hope this doesn't happen throughout the night.
All right. So the last pot I have is, it's 1-646-558-8656. And the next one I have, is 1-301-715. And then I couldn't hear you.
715-8592. Then it's 1-312-626-6799, 1-669-900-9128, 1-253-215-8782, 1-346-248-7799. And the toll-free numbers from anywhere in the U.S. are 1-877-853-5247, 1-888-788-0099, 1-833-548-0276, and 1-833-548-0282. Please note, if you experience trouble connecting via a toll-free number, please try the next number on the list. You will then be, then you will need to punch in the web ID, which is 978-8786-9794 on your touchtone keypad. While everyone joining the meeting will be muted, if at the appropriate time during the proceedings you wish to ask a question, you may, if using a smartphone or a PC, click on the raise hand icon. The meeting moderator will then ask for the participant having raised their hand to be unmuted. After the question, answer, and further discussion, the participant will be muted again and will need to click on the raise hand icon or punch star 98 to ask another question. If phoning in, punch star 9 on the touchtone keypad. The moderator will indicate when it is your turn to comment or ask a question. And I think I might have said star 98. It's just star 9 that you have to push. So sorry, I had to read that into the record. But if there's no objection, we do have a stenographer here, and I'd like to go to that item on the agenda. And that's for the public hearing. And this is for a referred business number one, PCO 1920, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance to the city of Warwick, Zarella Development Petitioner, public hearing, first passage. Committee report, land use. I think that's
council. Recommend public hearing.
Recommend public hearing. For action, Councilwoman Travis.
I move to open the public hearing on PCO-19-20.
Well, do I have a second? Seconded by Councilman Ricks. Councilman Ricks seconds. And all those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed? So the public hearing is now open. Is there anybody here to speak in favor of this project?
Mr. President, this is Chris Kate from MIS. There are people waiting to speak.
Okay. And is there an attorney representing anyone regarding this ordinance? The zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Zarella Development Petitioner? Is there anybody here representing the petitioner? Okay, if not,
Council President, if I may, I see that Attorney Joe Shikarchi has his hand raised.
Okay, if Phil could unmute Attorney Shikarchi.
He is unmuted.
Okay, it's always fun to mute you, Attorney Shikarchi. Are you there?
He's still muted, Council President.
You muted yourself, Mr. Shikarchi.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'd like to mute a few of my friends. It's been a long night, Mr. Chairman. Mr. President, honorable members of the Warwick City Council, for the record, Attorney K. Joseph Shikarchi, representing the applicant, Zarella Development. And all kidding aside, I know this has been a very important night and a long night, and I promise to be extremely brief in my presentation and answer any questions. I believe that you should have an application before you and a formal recommendation from the City of Warwick Planning Department and the Planning Board. This application has received a unanimous approval from the City of Warwick Planning Board. I will be very brief. This is a large parcel of land in the Oakland Beach area that my client and the current owner of the property, who's represented by Attorney Michael McCaffrey, who I believe is also on the call, it would like to purchase part of from my client. My client would like to purchase part of the land from Mike McCaffrey's client and subdivide the property into two single family homes and a duplex home. So we would create three new lots for development. And the current property is a multifamily three unit. However, it's only zoned for two. It goes back to the 1940s, I believe, or possibly the 50s. I'm not quite sure. But we would like to legalize the current use of the property into a three-family. It's been a three-family for many, many, many decades. This way, it would be now formally legalized. We'd create the two new single-family lots and one lot suitable for a duplex. There also is a boundary dispute with one of the neighbors. We have reached an agreement, and that will be resolved. We will be giving the neighbor some land to make that neighbor whole. I believe she is on. I saw her earlier. She can speak for herself, but that arrangement, that commitment we've made still stands today, and it would be part of an approval, and we would formally do that before any plans were recorded. If we are successful here this evening, we would then go back before the planning board for preliminary approval, and then there would be the exchange of deeds, the exchange of land, and we would do that the same time we record the plans. I have no witnesses this evening. I'll be happy to answer any questions from the public or the council. It's a very straightforward petition. We actually received our approval in February, and then, as we all know, COVID hit. So, but we have been working diligently with the planning department to hopefully bring a petition this evening that is controversial free and can be approved by the council. I'll be happy to answer any questions, Mr. President.
Okay, are there any council members that have any questions for Attorney Sakachi? Any council members have any questions? If not, are there any other?
I just have one.
Sure, Councilwoman Travis.
Yeah, and I only want to bring it up because you mentioned it. I was concerned about that piece of property of the neighbors, and you said that that's already been addressed. Everybody's agreeable, right? Because I talked to the owner.
We have reached an agreement in principle. It is subject to this board approving it. I represent Mr. Zarella. He's the prospective purchaser. He is not the current landowner. But if we go through with the project, and all indications are we are, but we have to wait for this board to act, and then the planning board, which has already approved it once before, that woman will be getting land, and that will end any kind of dispute we have. Ms. Bedard, okay. I believe her name is.
Right, right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other members of the public that wish to speak in favor of this project?
Mr. President, I do have a caller, Lisa Bedard, who's waiting to speak.
Okay. If you could unmute her.
Lisa, go ahead and unmute when you're ready.
Thank you. I'm all set. I'm the person with the land that abuts where all this is going. So I know that we've straightened all that out. I just want to know, is it zoned already that we get the certain amount of land?
No, that's why we're here tonight, Lisa.
Okay, so what will happen from this point?
Well, after this point, if we have approval, there'll be a second council meeting in November, and then it would go back to the planning board probably in January or February, and that's when you'll get the land planning board.
Okay. We thought that we were going to get that before any building or anything started, that it was secured. We weren't going to wait for approval.
Mr. Sakachi, we can't hear you for some reason. Looks like you froze on the screen.
I think I've lost you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Before there be any construction, before there are any building permits issued, before anything, you will get that land. Before Mr. Zarella purchases the property, you will get the land.
Okay, that's what I want to make sure. Can I ask one other question about it? Has there been a traffic study, or is that going to be in the works?
No, there won't be a traffic study. Typically, this is residential. These are single family homes in a duplex. They don't generate a lot of traffic.
That's not true on Coburn Street. I mean, we have the cut through from the avenue down to Seaview. The traffic is horrendous on this street. And putting a duplex and two more singles across from another duplex, is going, because they park where the houses are going. So I'm not sure, you know, that a traffic study really is needed.
Well, let me just tell you, if we do the traffic study, it's going to cost money and time. And if the traffic study comes back negative, that means Mr. Zarella doesn't buy the property. That means you don't get the land.
Why does it mean you don't get the land?
We already have that agreement with the owners. We get the land anyhow.
They've already discussed that. If Mr. McCaffrey is online, he can answer that question if they're ready to do that.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't know who you are, so I need to know at least your name.
My name is Eugene Bedard.
Thank you. Could you just start saying what you were started with?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
What I'm trying to say, now I just lost.
What did you do?
I don't know. I lost what my thought was. I don't remember.
All right. I just don't think that not checking into this traffic is not a help for this street putting on these homes.
Well, I can just tell you the planning professionals did not require us to do one. You only really, the times I've done them has only been for commercial properties, and they're very expensive and they're very time consuming.
Well,
wow.
I think a child's life is worth the time and money.
They speed up and down this road terribly.
Yeah, but that's an existing condition. So if that's a problem, that's
going to make it worse.
That's an enforcement issue right now.
And we haven't gotten very far with that in years, but adding more houses in another duplex across from another one is kind of really pushing all of that together onto one street.
I can just tell you, I sympathize. There's many streets in the city of Warwick where I live and use that have a lot of traffic. Two single family homes in a duplex is not going to change the level of service. You would need to have trip generations. There's a formula you're going through. This is a technical manual. What I can tell you is you're welcome to get we have another hearing before the planning board. And yep. If you want to raise that issue, you can. And in the meantime, you want to retain a traffic expert to show that the proposed homes will reduce the level of service, you have that option to do that. But we went through the planning board process. They did not require us. My client doesn't have the money to perform that test. And it's generally not needed for this type of a residential use. Four units would not significantly impact the traffic in a good way or bad. Now, having said that, I'm not saying that traffic is good there or traffic's going to get better. I'm saying whatever that level of service is, we're not going to change it.
Wow. Okay, because with them being right on Oakland Beach Avenue and turning right in the first house it will be, it's gonna be messy. And that doesn't have anything to do with me getting the land. So we want to make that clear.
That's between you and the owners of the land. My client doesn't own the land, so I can't.
Okay.
But thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Is there anybody else here to speak in favor of the project? Any hands raised, Phil?
Hi, Mr. President. This is Chris. I don't see any other hands raised at this point.
Okay, Chris. So I'm just going to, we always ask three times, so I'm going to ask three times to give people an opportunity. Is anybody here to speak in favor of the project? Is there anybody here to speak in favor of the project? Is there anybody here to speak in favor of the project? If not, is there anyone here to speak against the project? Chris, any hands raised?
Not yet, sir.
Okay. Anyone here to speak against the project? Anyone here to speak against the project? If not, could I have a motion to close the public hearing unless somebody has another question of Mr. Sakachi?
I make a motion we close PCO-19-20.
Do I have a second? Councilman
Second to close public hearing.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it, and the meeting stands, the public meeting stands closed. Councilwoman Travis, do you want to make a motion for favorable?
Yes, I do. I'd like to put favorable action on PCO-19-20.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Councilman Lattice, Councilman Rex. Any discussion on first passage? Any discussion on first passage? If not, a clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve.
Councilman Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, first passage.
Thank you. It stands passed. I don't have a gavel here, so I can't bang anything.
So, thank you very much. And members of the council, before I leave, I just wanted to, and I should have probably did this before I started my presentation, I want to congratulate Councilman McAllister and his wife, Vanessa, on the birth of their beautiful daughter. Thank you all. Good night and be safe.
Thank you. So we're going to go into the first item on the agenda, which is the executive communications. There are none. Next item on the agenda is acceptance of minutes from council meetings held on October 5th, 2020. Could I have a motion for favorable on that?
Motion.
Councilman Lattisa, second.
Second.
Councilman Ricks, any discussion? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? So the ayes have it. The minutes of October 5th, 2020 stand passed. At this point in time, after the general communications, this is pursuant to Rule 41, and prior to the consent calendar, at each city council public hearing meeting, there shall be a 15-minute period during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall be 15 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of 15 minutes. Waiver of this provision requires unanimous consent. With that said, Chris, does anybody have their hand raised for public comment?
Not at this time, sir.
Okay, we'll move on to announcement of appointments. Okay, announcement of appointments, there are none. Appointments requiring confirmation, there are none. We'll move to the consent calendar. PCR 9820, resolution relative to bids, committee report, finance.
Favorable action,
Councilman Lattisa.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 98-20.
Okay, do I have a second? Councilman Howe. Okay, go ahead, Councilman. Lattisaur.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before I continue on, just to let you know, I'm still having issues here with powering up on my iPad. So if I get dropped off, I will have to try to switch over to the other computer, which may give me audio problems. But here we go. 2020-134 large diameter clamps become PCR 9920. 2020-326 closed top containers, favorable action. 2021-108 original manufacturer equipment, favorable action. 2021-109 various replacement automotive parts, favorable action. 2021-114 purchase tablet radio, favorable action. 2021-131 rodent control, favorable action. 2021-150 purchase 9-foot replacement dump body, favorable action. 2021-153 underwater search and recovery flotation jackets, favorable action. 2021-179 purchase items for hail trailers, favorable action. 2021-183 emergency service software, favorable action. 2021-184 code of ordinances supplementation of web hosting, favorable action. And 2021-185 state of wireless cellular service, favorable action.
Okay, the consent calendar has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion that we have not had in finance? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latessa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, consent passes.
Okay, consent calendar passes. The item that's removed, bid number 2021-134, which is now PCR 9920, recommendation from finance.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
Okay. For action, Councilman Latessa.
Move favorable action on PCR, I'm sorry, on, yes, PCR 9920.
We have a second, Councilman Howe. Any discussion, I'll be recusing myself on this. If there's no discussion that we haven't had in finance, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Abstain.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latessa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
7 yes, 1 abstention.
PCR 9920 stands passed. Next item on the agenda, which is the public hearing we just did. Second item on the agenda is PCO 2020, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the city of Warwick to reflect changes in the Rhode Island state law, Rhode Island general laws 21-28.6-12. And that's committee report land use.
On behalf of the sponsor, recommend withdrawal.
Okay. Councilman Howe.
Going on the planning department recommendation, I put forward a withdrawal.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks. Any discussion on the motion to withdraw? If not, a yes is to withdraw, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latessa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes to withdraw.
PCO 1520 stands passed. First passage. Actually,
2020
was withdrawn.
Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. That's stands withdrawn. Okay. PCO 2020 stands withdrawn. I was reading the next one, which is PCO 1520, an ordinance in regards to the.
You've cut out.
You're frozen. Can you hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, I froze for a second here. Sorry. So we're on PCO 1520, an ordinance in regards to the installation of a no parking sign on Parkside Drive, erecting a 30-foot south of the intersection of Pleasant View Road. Committee report.
Committee recommended favorable action.
Okay. For action, Councilman Corley.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Howe. Any second. Councilwoman Travis, any discussion on the installation of no parking sign? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latessa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, second passage.
Okay, PCO 1520 stands past second passage. Next item is PCO 1820, an ordinance regarding a no-through trucking sign on Sand Pond Road and Buckland Avenue. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Latessa. Any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve the erecting of a no-through trucking sign on Sand Pond Road and Buckland Avenue. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes, second passage.
PCO 1820 stands past second passage. Next item on the agenda is PCO 7-19 sub A pension board. It's for first passage as amended. Committee report, finance.
Committee recommended favorable action.
With an amendment, I think. For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, committee recommended favorable action with
an amendment. You're making a motion for favorable action?
Making a motion for favorable action.
Okay. Do I have a second? I'll second it. Go ahead, Councilman. You're going to put in an amendment?
Yes. Reorganizing. I will defer to Solicitor Waltz to read the amendment into the record.
Chairman Lattiser had an amendment coming with a favorable recommendation from the committee to PCO 7-19 sub A. The amendment is as follows. On line 13, delete the word section 6-311 and. On lines 14 and 15, delete and members to the board and. On lines 21 to 35, we're going to remove the changes being proposed. So it'll essentially disappear from the item itself. No changes to that section are being of the court ordinances are being made. On line 45, after chairperson, on line 36, we are redesignating section 2 as section 1. On line 45, after chairperson, we are inserting the words or designee. On line 46, after the word advisor, we are inserting the words or designee. On line 47, before the period, we are inserting the words, provided, however, that violations of this section shall not be punishable under the penalty provisions of section 1-4 of chapter 1 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Warwick. And on line 49, we are redesignating section 3 as section 2. That is the amendment.
Okay, that's the amendment. Do I have a second to the amendment?
I'll second it.
Making the amendment. Seconded by Councilman Qualley. Okay, any discussion on the amendment? Okay, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Rolla?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
No.
Ms. Travis?
No.
Four yes, four no.
Okay, the amendment fails because it's a tie. So, Councilman, it's your pleasure at this point whether you want to move it without the amendment or hold it. It's up to you.
To hold it would mean what?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you could vote on it. You could vote. You could move it as not amended. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion to move as unamended.
Okay. Is that a second? Councilman Qualley?
I'll second.
Okay. And any discussion on this? If not, a yes is to approve.
If I may.
Yes, Councilman Ricks.
I'll just briefly state that while, as reflected by my last vote, I would have favored this legislation with the amendment, I do not intend to vote for it as originally drafted.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Yes.
I'll withdraw my motion to move unamended, and I'll move to hold until November 16th.
Okay. Is there any objection to that, holding it? If not, it'll be held till November 16th. Next item on the agenda, and my page just died here. Hold on. Next item is PCO 1519 sub A regarding health insurance for city employees. That's first passage, committee report ordinance. I believe that's the one that we our request was made for a fiscal note. Is that right?
Yes.
So that, and we'll be holding that. I think the recommendation of ordinance was to hold that till November 4th for a fiscal note. Is that correct?
I believe it is.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1719, an ordinance relative to senior and veteran exemptions. That's first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report finance.
Hold on November 16th.
Held till November 16th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2119, an ordinance relative to employee benefits. First passage, that's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold November 16th.
Held till November 16th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2919, an ordinance relative to tangible property tax regarding vacant storefronts. That's first passage, committee report, finance. I believe that's hold till November 4th. Is that right, Councilman Lattister? Councilman Lattister, can you hear me?
Yes, that was hold till November 4th. Sorry.
Okay, PCO 2919 held till November 4th. Excuse me. PCO 420, an ordinance relative to the installation of traffic control signs, would require that the Department of Public Works erect traffic signs within 30 days of a request made by the City Council or the Warwick Police Department. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommended unfavorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
I move favorable action on PCO 4-20.
Do I have a second?
What's that? Second.
Yes.
I have we're on PCO 4-20.
Yes.
Okay, got an unfavorable from committee?
Correct.
Okay, and
the sponsor, can we go to the sponsor, and if the sponsor wants to move favorable and he gets a second, you can take a vote that way. And if it goes down, it goes down. If it goes up, it goes up. So the sponsor has, it's up to the sponsor. We have the recommendation from the committee. Okay, so Councilman
Just clarifying. Sorry.
No, I appreciate the question. It's just, you know, whatever. I mean, he has the right to do that. PCO 420, you've made a recommendation for a favorable action. Do I have a second?
A second.
Councilman Corley seconds it. Is there any discussion on the ordinance relative to installation of traffic control signs? I'll start off. I can say that I've never seen it like this as long as I've been on the council, where the council passes resolutions, or actually ordinances, to install things and they're not done. And it's, you know, I don't know what else to say. I mean, we're getting recommendations from police departments to install signs for the safety of the public. and they're not going up. This is a personal injury attorney's dream, where a council passes something for public safety and the sign doesn't go up and somebody gets hit or injured because of it. I've never seen a need for something like this, but it's frankly ridiculous that this stuff isn't going up. It's a danger to the public. Otherwise we wouldn't have voted for it. And how everybody sits back and doesn't think that that's a problem is just amazing to me. So passing an ordinance that says that you have to put up something for the safety of the public within 30 days is burdensome. Make it 45, but not a year and a half. I don't know how we vote no on something like that. Signs need to go up. This is crazy. We're talking about public safety. Thank you. Anybody else want to speak? Councilman Ricks.
I think that the version as amended would be superior. So I would certainly invite the sponsor to put forth that amendment before.
I apologize. I didn't see that it said with an amendment. Did you want to make an amendment, Councilman?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Councilman Ricks. The amendment was to change from 30 calendar days to 60 calendar days.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman Ricks. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Councilman Kolick. Any discussion on the amendment, changing it from 30 to 60?
Oh, Council President, if I may, in committee, there was more to that amendment. I don't know if the sponsor's changing it or not. I mean, he's welcome. He can do whatever he wants.
No, was there more to the amendment, Attorney Welch? Attorney Welch, you want to read the full amendment if we missed something into the record?
Yes, the other part of the amendment, an exemption language to remove the penalty provisions of Section 1-4 of the Code of Ordinances, if that's correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right, so that's the amendment. So are there any questions on the amendment? Obviously, no penalty provisions. I remember Councilman Sinapi had mentioned that. So if not, if there are no other questions, a yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Ms. Travis?
No.
4-4, motion fails.
Okay. Councilman, are you going to make a motion to?
Make a motion to move PCO 4-20 as written.
Okay. Is there any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Ms. Travis?
No.
4-4. Failed.
Okay. All right. So we are on
PCO 1620.
Thank you. PCO 1620, an ordinance relative to permitting and regulating charitable donation bins. It's not drafted committee report ordinance. Does that hold till November 16th?
Yep.
Okay, held till November 16th. Next item is PCR 18219, a resolution to ratify the lease of a defined portion of the Cooper Building located at 885 Sandy Lane, Warwick, which is tax assessor's plat 349, assessor's lot 635. Committee report, public properties. I believe it was favorable action with an amendment. Is that right? Public property. Okay. For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Yes, Mr. President. I move favorable action on PCR 182-19 as amended. And would ask Solicitor Walsh to read the amendment into the record.
Okay, well, we're going to move. We moved it first and it was seconded. We have a second?
Second.
Councilman Ricks. Okay. And now, Councilman Lattisaw, you're moving as amended. You're moving the amendment, and Councilman, Attorney Walsh is going to read the amendment into the record, and yes. then we can get a second.
The amendment is to update the title and the be it resolved clause. So on lines 13 and 14, we are deleting the words bring the lease for the Cooper Building before the City Council for ratification. And we are inserting the words ratify the lease of a defined portion of the Cooper Building located at 885 Sandy Lane, Warwick Tax Assessor's Plat 349, Assessor's Lot 635. And on the on page 2, we are in the be it resolved clause on line 6, we are deleting, I believe it's line 6. On lines 4 through 6, we are deleting the words request that the Cooper Building lease agreement be brought back to the City Council for consideration and official ratification. We are inserting the words authorizes the mayor to enter into and sign a contract for the lease of the defined portion of the Cooper Building located at 885 Sandy Lane and ratifies the January 4th, 2017 contract attached hereto between Mayor Avedisian and the Boys and Girls Clubs of Warwick for the lease of such property. That concludes the amendment.
Okay. Councilwoman Travis, are you seconding?
No, I'm going to ask for discussion. I got a question.
Okay, that's fine. So Councilman Ricks, are you seconding the amendment? Yes. Okay, yes. Go ahead, Councilwoman Travis.
Well, I have a question for Councilor Walsh. Now, I know the City Council normally ratifies contracts, but we're changing this now with an amendment. We don't have the power to change this contract, right?
That is correct, Councilwoman. The amendment and the item here changes nothing to the agreement that was signed or that was entered into in 2017. This is merely a step to conclude the process such that the council is granting its approval of the actions that were taken. Traditionally, as you and many others know, normally the cart comes a little before the horse here and you get approval ahead of time, but this was something that was subject to much council consideration over the past few years. We now have the lease before us, and the amendment is to.
But we don't have the power to amend. We only have the power to ratify.
Yeah, I think what he's saying is we're not amending the agreement. There was a question on the resolution itself that was an amendment, not to the agreement. So I just wanted to clarify that. Yeah. So we're not changing the contract.
I mean, point of information, technically we are, because the current arrangement is for the use as currently is being done with the city utilizing certain offices. Now we're seeking to amend the current arrangement.
How are we seeking to amend the current arrangement?
By the manner in which I just stated.
So we're ratifying an agreement, correct, Councilman Sinapi, with no language changes from 2017, correct?
That's what you're purporting to do. My point is that the current arrangement between the two parties is different from the agreement you are attempting to ratify. Thus, you'd be attempting to amend the current arrangement.
Okay. So what you're saying is that you want to go back and renegotiate amendments with the Boys and Girls Club, correct?
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what by de facto, that's what you're saying.
No, because as I said, the current arrangement is different than the agreement you are seeking to ratify. And my statements thus far have been quite clear that you can give them time to put that pen to paper. And I even pointed out that should anyone be dissatisfied with the resulting agreement, this current agreement with its ratification resolution could simply be presented again and then ratified. It's a nice compromise that makes everybody happy and makes us nice and clean. I was ignored on it. So why don't we just vote?
Okay.
Council President, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead, Councilman Ricks.
To address Councilman Snappy's concerns through the president, I would state that the current arrangement, quote unquote, is that the Boys and Girls Club would be considered squatters. I don't think that that's a good arrangement. I think that everybody back in January 2017 was on the same page that there was to be a lease for a period of 10 years. And I think that everybody, the city and the Boys and Girls Club alike, have acted in a reasonable reliance on that. And I know that we discussed this at length in the committee meeting, but it seems that there's still some confusion on that point, that the current arrangement that everybody is relying on under this contract, that I think that everyone has been, I hope, presuming is valid, is that the Boys and Girls Club has a right to be there, and they don't, they shouldn't be just kicked out on the street, basically as a squatter or tenant in sufferance. I'm not saying that anybody would do that, certainly not, but this is the contract that gives the Boys and Girls Club the right to be there, as well as the right and the responsibility to have insurance on the property for the, quote, defined portion. And while I suppose that theoretically there might be some argument about exactly what the defined portion is, I know that many of us, myself included, did go to that opening and saw exactly what portion they were occupying on the first floor of that building. And we all knew that at that time, they were not occupying the second floor because it was not occupiable. And then after it became occupiable, the city went in and occupied it. So I don't really see where the dispute is as to exactly what the defined portion is either, even though unfortunately the lease itself in its own four corners was not terribly clear on that. So for those reasons, I think that it's certainly within the party's rights to agree on a modification. But I think that really throwing everything out to the wolves here could be the wrong decision. So for those reasons, and again, I'll briefly reiterate that by ratifying this contract, we are not saying that the city and the Boys and Girls Club would not have had the ability to modify it at any point along the road, 2018, 2019, this year, now, or in the future. It's a matter of recognizing that when the parties entered into this contract, it became a valid contract back at that time. Because if we fail to recognize that now, then for the last nearly 4 years, they've been operating without a valid contract, essentially as squatters. And that's, in my opinion, untenable.
If I may.
Well, I just want to follow up on Councilman Ricks. And what I would only add to that is my concern is liability and insurance. And we had discussed that in the subcommittee because, you know, I'd like to see that we have a valid contract and insurance in place. And I, you know, my goal here, and I think what the chief of staff said at the beginning when he got on in the subcommittee meeting here is we want to preserve the rights of the Warwick Boys and Girls Club. We don't want to go amending things. We don't want to go changing things. And that's exactly what we're doing here, which is we're voting on the contract as is. So I'm certainly not going to vote against what the chief of staff said, which is don't change anything in the contract and don't deny the Warwick Boys and Girls Club the ability to rent that building. And so for those reasons, for the recommendations of the chief of staff and liability, you know, those are my two concerns, and I agree with the chief of staff. I'm not changing anything in this lease agreement, and I intend to vote for it because I wouldn't want to vote against giving the Warwick Girls and Boys Club. I think the Warwick Boys and Girls Club deserve a lease, and I agree with the chief of staff. Go ahead, Councilman Snappy.
So first off, that the chief of staff said a lot more than that, and among other things, that there was no reason why we couldn't wait until the first meeting in November to resolve this after the parties could have time to meet, because this has been on the docket for years. All right. Mm-hmm. We got the lease a couple months ago. Great. That's still a couple months. There is no way you can argue with a straight face that 2 weeks would make a difference that matters. And it is a farce to suggest that the Boys and Girls Club has not been operating with insurance this whole time when they deal with kids every day. I guarantee you they have had an insurance plan of some kind in place. Otherwise, they wouldn't be operating. It's almost impossible, let alone it actually might be in fact impossible to deal with kids every day and not have insurance. This has been made very clear. All parties have their opinion. It's clear that there are two camps. Let's vote and find out how it goes.
Okay, so I'm not done. So what I was gonna say is that the contract for the lease says that we are to be named as a insured party. And right now there's no agreement between the two entities. So if something happens in the next 2 or 3 weeks and we don't have coverage, that's on us. And that could affect the Warwick Boys and Girls Club. And no, it should not have gone this long. And you're right, Councilman Sinapi. When Councilman Lattisaw asked that for that lease months and years ago, he should have been given it. I agree with you. We shouldn't have got it just 2 months ago. Okay? This should have been
moved. That's not what I said. Ago. Do not say I did not.
So, Councilman, all I'm saying is, we're going to have some courtesy and decorum too, right? So just let me finish my thoughts like I did with you, and then you can say
what there's a difference between lying about what I said and not. I will interrupt you if you attempt to lie about what I said.
Councilman, you're out of order. You haven't been recognized. So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that I am very concerned about liability. And I'm also concerned that they're operating without a lease, and I'm concerned about this insurance issue. So with that being said, Councilman Lattisaw, did you have your hand up?
Yes, Mr. President. Once again, to me, this is really simple. This is about ratifying the lease that the Boys and Girls Club had entered into with the previous administration. I don't know what all the song and the dance is about over here with some of these other issues. But for me, it's really simple. There was a lease entered into by the city of Warwick with the previous administration. It was agreed to and entered into by the Boys and Girls Club. It has not been ratified. I am simply looking to ratify that lease. And make it, in fact, a legal lease with peace of mind for the Boys and Girls Club. Not looking to change one single thing in the lease. If there is a concern or need to identify something with square footage or whatever, do it whenever you please. But at the end of the day, the time is here. It's actually long overdue to ratify this lease and bring a peace of mind to everyone involved in this process and eliminate any question about the potential for liability.
Thank you. Are we ready to vote? I think everybody has had their say. And this is on the motion to amend, correct? It's been moved and seconded. Yes. The clerk will call the roll. A yes is to approve.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
You're muted, Jim.
Mr. McElroy?
No. Thank you, Mr. Sinapi.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Ms. Travis?
No.
4-4 fails.
Okay. Councilman, are you going to move it?
I move favorable action on PCR 182-19.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Councilman Ricks. Okay, so the motion's been made and seconded to approve a lease between the City of Warwick and the Warwick Boys and Girls Club. A yes is to approve that lease between the City of Warwick and the Warwick Boys and Girls Club, and a no
Mr.
is
President.
Not approve that lease. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. President, yes. If I the unamended item is the be it resolved clause is a request that the Cooper Building lease be brought to the City Council for consideration and ratification. It's not actually a formal ratification of it. It's a request that it be done. This is the unamended item. The amendment was to transform it into the formal ratification.
So it's for a resolution to bring it before the council so it can be ratified, correct?
Yes.
So, and that's at a future date, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that would allow time for amendments, is that right?
It is open-ended.
And it certainly is. So a yes is to approve, and you heard Attorney Walsh read it into the record, saying that this would give us time to amend. So that's what we're voting on now. And it would give time for the administration to bring it back. So a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Ms. Travis?
No.
4-4 fails.
I guess we don't want to amend it either. All right, on to the next item. PCR 195-19, a resolution relative to creating a commission to study health insurance benefits. Committee report finance, I believe that's hold till November 4th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 196-19, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for the Warwick Public Schools. That's not drafted into governmental. I believe that's held till November 16th. Is that right?
Yes.
Held to November 16th. Next item is PCR 2120, a resolution relative to claims. Mary McGann, Public Safety, Committee Report Public Safety. I believe that's hold till November 16th.
The second meeting in November. That's correct, Council. The okay. President.
Next item, PCR 3820, a resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign on Maywood Avenue to stop traffic entering onto Beach Avenue. Committee Report Public Safety.
Committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman McElroy.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
Seconded by. Is there a second? Councilman Howe.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes.
Resolution passed, and I hope the stop sign goes up soon. Next is PCR 6820, resolution relative to claims. Mark Houle, Public Safety. Recommendation?
Committee recommended unfavorable action.
Unfavorable for action, Councilman Sinapi.
Committee moves unfavorable action.
So is this you're making a motion for unfavorable?
That's correct.
Okay, is there a second? Councilwoman Travis, is there any discussion on this as to why it's unfavorable?
Other than what was said in committee, no.
Okay, is there any questions from council members? A yes is for unfavorable action, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Passes.
Or no.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is PCR 7920, a resolution for engineering to create Bucky Brook project. Committee report intergovernmental. I believe that's held till November 4th. Is that right?
I know it was November. I think
November
it's
November 4th. Okay. Held till November 4th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 8920, a resolution relative to claims. Helene Bradshaw, public safety recommendation.
Committee recommended favorable action in the amount of $291.
Second.
Okay, well, that's the recommendation, but you can, Councilman Sinapia, you can move it. You get a second.
Move for favorable action in the amount of $291.
Second.
Now second.
Okay, any discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Yes.
PCR 8920 stands passed. Next item is PCR 9120, a resolution relative to the City Council meeting calendar for 2021. Committee report intergovernmental. I believe that's whole till November 16th. Is that right, Councilman Corley?
That's right.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is PCR 9420, which is 2021-130, police breast, hat, badges, insignias with nameplates and mourning badges. Committee report finance. I think that's
withdrawn by the sponsor.
Okay. For action, Councilman Lattisa.
Committee makes recommendation to withdraw at the request of the sponsor.
Okay. Who's the sponsor? It has it you down as the sponsor. The
police department.
Okay. Seconded by Councilman Howell to withdraw. Yes. Okay. And Councilwoman Travis. Any discussion? If not, a yes is to withdraw, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Yes to withdraw.
Okay, motion stands passed. We'll go to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything for unanimous consent?
No.
Pass. Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9 passes. Councilwoman Travis?
If there be no further business by this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
Councilwoman Travis moves to the docket session. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it. We're in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9 passes, and the meeting stands adjourned. Have a good evening.
You too.
Good evening. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.